views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I am super excited to be here today with my friend Anne A. Julie. Welcome, Anne. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Jen. And thank God for the connection. It's just like, you know, it's amazing. It's an amazing connection.
I know this is too a little, it's like the day after Christmas and we're all like a little...
breathe.
It's funny. Before I introduce Anne, I could have used Anne last night for, we had fantastic family Christmas drama. So we can talk about that later in the show. But so Anne is an award-winning best-selling author who, through her experiences of believing in creation and our creator, has given life to her mission here now, which is so different than what she was doing before. So what I'd like to do is, just so we don't waste any time today, I want to jump right into your story and really how, because you and I chatted last week and we talked a little bit about your story, but I want our listeners to hear about what happened. Tell me about your transformation. Tell me about what was going on in life before and where it's taking you in that aha moment, but I'm going to give it to you to kick us off.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, thank you so much for having me here. I'm so grateful. So my journey began when I was about 48 years old. I recognized that truly every area, Jen, of my life was an absolute mess. I mean, finances, career, education, relationships, it was all such an absolute mess. And I come from a Catholic background. And when I recognized one day when I was in church and that wasn't working for me, I needed more. I began a spiritual search. I began a journey. So I walked into a Christian church for the first time ever in my life. And it was a totally different experience for me. And I thought, I completely gave myself to the Lord. I completely handed myself over to God. And I said to him, God, my life is not working. None of it is working. So here you go. You know, I am yours. I'm giving myself over to you. And I thought, Jen, that it was going to be this, miracle, the skies went apart and God was going to, wave the magic wand and heal me. And what happened instead was so beautiful and so painful and so transformational that God held up the magic mirror for me instead. And he began to show me why my life was the way it was, and the inner beliefs and the things that I was thinking and the things that I was feeling about myself and why it wasn't working. He held up that mirror until I was going to look at myself square in the face, and I didn't want to do it. I did not want to see what I needed to see, and I saw that because of my childhood experiences that I had a victim mindset. I was a victim of men. I was a victim of life, a victim of circumstances, of luck, of fate, and that it was all everybody else's fault, and it was something external that was happening to me. And little by little, God held my hand and he held up that mirror and he said, daughter of mine, I want you to see yourself as I see you, because I created you, and I did not create you to see yourself this way. I created you to see yourself through the eyes of love, my unconditional love for you. And that's how my journey began.
Awesome. So amazing. And share with me, because, I'm 48 now, and 48, I think we have those moments of like, wow, you could talk to somebody and 48 seems ancient and light, right? Life is nearing the end. And what do you, if you're not set up already, you have no time. And like you, I kind of felt at 48, I had a lot of life changes happen, but I just feel like it's beginning.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, did you feel like that too? For our listeners out there, like, it's not over.
Yes. Especially right? to those, like, I can speak into that so much, because when this journey began, there was also a lot of transition for me in my life. I was a single mom for 20 years, you know, and here's my youngest birdie leaving the nest. My mother had transitioned. She had passed. My significant other thought, this is a great time for like us to end, like, you know, and I'm like, and then my career transformed. Also, I had this wonderful client that I was working for, and then their entire situation transformed. So everything just started to fall away, like piece by piece. And I remember sitting there, and I was going through menopause, you know, and that's an entire subject in and of itself. Yes. And I'm going through all these transformations and changes, and I don't know anymore who I am outside of caregiver to my mom, because that's who I was, outside of my role as writer for this client, outside of my role as single mom, you know, and everything was falling away. And I remember, Jen, I was sitting here at this desk with my head in my hands, and I said, God, what are you doing to me? Like, you know, what's going on? What's happening? And I visually remember seeing God just stick his hand inside of my being and just rip out like this ugly, dirty old root. And I saw it visually. And as I was hanging on to that root, kicking and screaming, I didn't want to let go. I was screaming at God, and he just let go. And he just dropped me. And I said, really, you're going to drop me on this empty, barren land? And he answered me. He said, I did not leave you on empty, barren land. I left you on fertile soil, a new place to sow and a new place to grow. And that's when it really began. Everything just was brand new for me. Beautiful clearing for me to start over. It didn't look like that at the time.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and it's always what I teach my clients is that we get to write our own scripts. We get to write our own stories. We get to choose our own perceptions, because that's the power that God gave us. And how beautiful and how powerful is that? So I had a brand new life just waiting for me on the other side. And all I had to do was accept God's invitation to walk through. You know, when God closes doors and he closes windows, believe me, if you have faith and you believe in his power, he will roll out the red carpet for you. Absolutely. And all you have to do is believe.
And it's not a lot of belief, right? And it's not, you know, they, right. We talk about in scripture, if you have faith as little as a mustard seed, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, because I struggled with this for some time in my journey, and take us through yours. So for our listeners, you know, we don't need to have faith is a belief, and we don't need to have unwavering, right? For me, doubt comes in several times a day. My faith is like a mustard seed. So take me through a little bit about, you know, for you with that.
Well, I can tell you that, I mean, just, I have gotten knocked down so many times in my life, but each and every time I would ask God, like, where are you? What are you doing? What is this? You know, I have a real relationship with God, just like I would with a human being. I talk to God. I argue with God. I ask God. I question God. I challenge God. I trust God, you know? And for me, I had gotten knocked down so many times, and I had so many trials and so many tribulations. But at the end of it, I said, I don't understand, but I know. I choose faith. That was my mantra that got me through so many trials. I choose faith. Like my surgical procedure, I had to go through this surgical procedure, and 48 hours before that, now here I am, I'm a single mom. My youngest had an allergic reaction to something. So I take her to the emergency room. They give her an injection. She's like, Mommy, am I supposed to feel? That was all she said. And she fainted in my arms. Right? So now I'm going through all of this. I have my own issues going on. I need a surgical procedure. I'm sitting on my bed the day, 4 o'clock in the morning of the procedure. And I'm like, I'm not doing this. If something happens to me, she has a father who loves her, but he's not Mommy.
Right.
You know, he doesn't have that relationship with her that I need to be here for her. And I heard God speak to me. He was like, do you really think that I would let anything happen to you? And I just kept saying to myself, I choose faith. I choose faith. I choose faith. I choose faith. And I suddenly, honestly, I felt him just anchor me. I felt this physical vision of an anchor anchoring me up to him. And then I went ahead and I had the procedure. I was scared out of my mind. I'm not going to lie and say, you know, that it was some kind of, you know, parting of the seas or anything like that. But I got through it because I had that little bit of faith.
Yeah. Yeah. And take us through, it's okay to be scared, right? It's okay to.
You're human.
Right.
Yeah. We're human. And here's the thing too. It's like, God knows that we are living in this human world. He knows what we need, and he's there. He's there to walk through us, walk alongside us like a coach. He is there every step of the way. Without a doubt.
And like a coach, though, it doesn't mean that things are going to be perfect. Things are going to be pretty, right? And in those hard moments is when we're sculpted, we're molded, we transform, right? We grow.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I tell people all the time too, it's not like God is going to wave this magic wand and just magically heal you. You have to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do the inner work because we are human beings and we have the ego mind and we have the mind that tells us that we have to survive. But when God is present in your life, you know that you can trust him. And this is life. Things that are unfortunate happen.
Yep.
This is life. A lot of times people will say, why God, why? Why God, why? You know? And this is the thing called life.
Yeah.
But with God in your corner, on your side, with his presence and that relationship with God, you can move through life and you can flourish and you can thrive. And you can be resilient and bounce back much more quickly than if you did not have that relationship with God. And
absolutely.
I teach my clients too. It's like, you know, a lot of times we look outside of ourselves, we look externally for our value, for our worth, especially women. I mean, that was my pain point. I thought truly that because I was not a male-born child, that I had no value and worth. And I was constantly seeking outside of myself my value and my worth. So we start with a foundation, like you build a house. We start with a foundation of relationship with God, and to see ourselves, for goodness sake, for once in our lives, to see ourselves unconditionally the way God sees us.
Yeah.
He created us.
Yeah.
He didn't mess up. He created us.
That's right.
You know?
It's so
it's
true.
You know, it's like, you know, God created us. He knew what he was doing, right? So why can't we trust that and come
that's
from
right.
the foundation of God's unconditional love to see ourselves through his eyes and through his bursting heart of love for us as women so that then we can love ourselves. And I talk to clients all the time and I said, you know, loving ourselves, yes, you go get the mani, you get the massage. It's all of that, getting grounded in nature. It's all of that. But really loving ourselves, Jen, the most important message I have today is that accepting the things that we really don't like about ourselves is really the basis and the foundation of self-love. Because if you think about it, if you put a group of women, let's be honest, in a room and ask them, what don't you like about themselves?
Yeah.
That would be a very long, extensive, roundabout conversation. But if you take that same group of women and ask them, what do you really think is so kick-ass about yourself, is so great, you know, is really wonderful about yourself, they kind of would look and say, okay, you go first.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I can name 50 things, right, about you. I know you're, I want to continue this. We're going to take a quick short break, but we're not going to lose this thought because this is such a, so important, such an important point. So you are listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Are you ready to shift gears from spiritual seeker to spiritual rock star? Let Nova Whiteman be your aligning force that will help you navigate the ups and downs of this human experience. Tune in to Spiritual Alignment Radio with Nova Whiteman every second Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit NovaWhiteman.com. That's NovaWhiteman.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to Thrive by Gen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I am here with my good friend, Anna Julie. We are going to hop right back into our conversation. But first, I do want to tell people, and everybody can find you on www.theinspiredlivingnetwork.com. And we were talking about external worth, right? It's our worth looking externally out into the world. And it was interesting that you said this today, because I just was reading something. I have my little morning meditations, and that was really the topic of the conversation, was God's love, that he made us exactly how we're supposed to be, and we're perfect as is, and we are always looking, right, for, like, we're not good enough. And so take me through a little bit about that, like your, you know, what you did. Also, too, I guess, you know, these roles that we play, right? Single mom, girlfriend, husband, wife, these roles that we play, and they're changing though, right? We're always changing. And I don't know if we necessarily realize that we are constantly changing, and maybe family members think that we're supposed to stay the same, or our friends think we should stay the same. So you being a single mom, oh, you're always supposed to be a single mom, or right? Or you being a writer, you're always supposed to be a writer. So, but we get validation from those things when I don't know if we really should, right?
Well, you know, I have a cute little saying, is like, don't shit on me and I won't shit on you. Because it's all just part of the journey, and none of it really matters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you're doing what you're doing at the moment, and you know what? If it doesn't feel right anymore, or if it transitions, or if it changes, like, take the next branch and go to the next avenue and take the next path. And just, it's like water flowing. There's always rocks, right?
Yeah.
But that
yeah.
water will still continue to flow no matter the boulders in your way.
Yeah.
So you're constantly flowing and moving forward unless you choose not to. So it's all a matter of choice and a matter of perception. If you choose to move forward and go with the flow, so they say,
yep.
or stay stagnant and stuck, that's a choice.
Yeah.
You know? And it's transition for me was never easy. I always went kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until I recognized and realized that I could choose my own ways of being. Mm. I could be stubborn and obstinate, or I could be carefree and easygoing. I can be enthusiastic. I can be excited. We always get to choose what I love to call our power word. And a lot of times I'll do like a power word of the day or the week or the month, depending on where I'm stuck in life, because none of this is like a band-aid and then, okay, you're fixed, next. It's a work. I don't like to be dishonest. It's a work. It's a practice. I ask clients all the time, when you get up in the morning, and I hope that the answer is yes, do you brush your teeth? Right?
Yes.
And the answer is yes. Do you think about it? Oh, you know, I think I should brush my teeth, or maybe I'll brush my teeth, or, well, I brushed yesterday, so I don't know, or maybe I'll brush at 10. You just get up and you brush your teeth, for goodness sakes, right?
Yeah.
It's a habit. So these new ways of being that we decide and we choose to take on, whatever that power word is something that can become a habit, a beautiful new habit, so that we can let go of the old and shed what's not working for us and bring in and invite new ways of being to become part of who we are, because we choose it.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Cause it's so, and what we focus on, we find, right? So if we can focus on that power word, then that kind of puts us towards that little target, right?
And,
we have that target.
In addition to it, there's the many, many steps here, because it's the thought process, right? It's the power word. And then it's the feeling of that. You know, let's say excited, for example, if I choose my power word as being excited. So now I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm excited, because anything great can really happen at any given moment. I could bump into an old friend. I could find a penny on the floor, which I love finding my little pennies, my little angel finds. I could get an opportunity. You know, somebody can call me. Anything great. So now you're thinking these thoughts and now you begin to feel excited. And when you begin to feel excited and be excited, now you're energetically attracting things that are exciting into your life.
Yes.
So it's, and it's a practice, a practice, a practice, a practice until it becomes a new habit. And whatever you're stuck in, whatever area in your life that you're stuck in, you can really take on these new thoughts, feelings, emotion, word, deed, you know, and just become that as a new habit in your life.
I love that.
And it's fun.
It is, you know, it is fun. And it's so, like, it transforming, right? When you can look back and see who you were and who you're becoming. Take me through a little bit of your coaching where, you know, you say emotion, right? And I can just speak from experience that when you transform, when you're going through this transformation, like you just said, it takes practice. And sometimes we fall into an old habit and maybe react in a way that is not as loving as it can be, right? And other times we practice responding in a loving way and moving forward to the person we're becoming. So take me through not feeling guilt or ashamed or bad, right? About if I reacted not the best way.
Absolutely, absolutely. So one of the books that I had written, it's called Transformational Journaling for Mind, Body, and Spirit. For me personally, I love journaling because for me, it's a way of detoxing that poison. So if you have this negative thought, if you have this guilt, you take it and you journal it out and you write it down. And if you think about an emotion, whether it's happy or angry, it's an emotion. There's the same amount of energy that can go into both. So now you get, as a channel, you get to choose, do I want to focus all of that energy toward being angry or being happy? Because nobody can make you angry. You can only choose to be angry and for how long. So when you journal it out, the first step really is just to journal it out, get it down on paper, release it from your being. Put it down, put it away, come back 2 days later. When you come back and you look at that, you're like, ew, you know, it's like, ooh, okay. And then you take a look at that and you say, how can I transform that energy and come to completion with that energy and recreate it into positive, inspired action. And I can give you a perfect example. When my dad had to go into a nursing home, I promised him from, I think I was about 13 years old. And I said, Dad, you know, I understand that you grew up in a home and that was awful for you. And when you get older, I don't even know at 13, why were we having this conversation? Right, Jen? I was like, you're not going home, Daddy. I'm going to take care of you. So here I am, fast forward all these years. I'm an adult. He's in my home. I'm his caregiver. He's got to go in a home. I'm like, okay. I just broke a vow of 40 years of promises. You know, the guilt that I felt was, I could feel it painfully in my chest. I'm putting my father away. I'm putting him in a home. I couldn't live with myself. I was crying. I couldn't sleep. I was tossing and turning. It was just, you know, I wasn't complete with myself. And when I began to journal it out, I started to recognize that I'm not God. This is God's will for his life right now. This is God's plan and path and purpose for my father. I need to back up and I need to release that guilt and give it up to God and completely surrender it to him and just to let it go. And when I started to do that practice and recreate that guilt into positive, inspired action, I recognized my father needed to be there. That was God's will and purpose and plan and path for my father at that moment in time. And that was where my father needed to go to get the help that he needed because it wasn't in my hands anymore. So the minute I let go and I released, I was able to come to completion with feeling peaceful about my father being in a home because that's where he needed to be. He needed that rehabilitation services. So I was able to work through it and transfer it and choose my perception now because God was speaking through me and to me that I needed to let go and let him take over. This was my father's journey, not mine.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That's amazing. When we get back from break, we're going to take a short break, but I want to talk more about the journaling that you have written about and also that you take people through because you just know, right? Like it's like, we talked about this the other day. It's like letting that emotion go through versus, right?
Yes.
I mean, I kind of feel like we're kind of still reeling from some family drama that had happened last night, but I can feel that emotion sitting in me. You know, I haven't had time yet to go and journal, but you can almost feel it. Like you feel it stuck in your body and you can, and if I leave it there, I know it's going to turn into something more negative.
Right.
You know, it's not going to turn into, I'm not going to make it work for me or for the other people involved.
Exactly.
And I also feel that, like, it's interesting because I don't know about you, but I feel like because life is busy, these things hit us, right, fast and furious sometimes. So I just shared, I haven't had time to sit and journal. And there's going to be more family activities for the next 24 hours. So there's a lot of action going on. And when I can feel this emotion sitting here, and now I'm thrusted right into this action, again, it's just like it's building on top of it. It's building my chances of not responding favorably are building,
right?
Because that's how sometimes life is. We're thrusted into a lot of emotion and a lot of action,
right?
Because life is busy and life happens.
Yeah, I can definitely speak into that. Absolutely. If you want to talk
awesome.
About that after the break, absolutely.
I love that. I love that. All right, you're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek has a special gift for everyone out there. To receive 3 chapters of the Knowledge Book as a special gift, send your email to mmjp99@gmail.com. That's MSNMary JP99@gmail.com now to receive this fabulous, fabulous gift of the Knowledge Book.
Are you someone who wishes they had more joy in their daily life? Then I've got to tell you that gratitude is your greatest ally. And here's why. Our brains are wired to look for problems, to look for where things aren't working in our lives. But a continued focus on what we're not happy about, as you can imagine, kind of keeps joy at arm's length. Instead, why not train your brain to look for what is good in your life? You know, the things, the people, the opportunities that you are really thankful for. I call this a gratitude practice. I do it every day, and it's made a huge difference to my joy levels. And the sooner you begin, the sooner your joy will increase too. I'm Lynn Horde, creator of Joy School and host of Gimme the Joy Radio, which you can tune into every second and fourth Thursday of the month, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. UK time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm with my good friend, Anne Ajuli, and let's go back to journaling because I think it's just so special. So, you know, right? It's we're thrusted into emotion, we're thrusted into situations. You take me through a little exercise or what our listeners can do for that moment.
Absolutely. Yes, I can speak into that. So here's the thing with the workbook through journaling, I take you through how to recreate fear, how to recreate anger, how to recreate guilt. Now, once you do the exercises in the workbook and you continue to do them and you make them a habit, what's going to happen for you is that you will begin to become inside of awareness. So when you are triggered by your relative, you will take a look at who you're being. And you will be able to separate who they're being, what their story is, who you're being, and what your story is. And you are only responsible for yourself and who you are being. So you can take the higher road. These will become a habit. So the first thing that's going to happen for you is that once you do these exercises and you learn how to transform fear and guilt and anger and all of these emotions into positive inspired action, that is now going to become a part of your life. So you don't have to sit and journal for 3 hours every day for the rest of your life.
Okay.
So it's a workbook that teaches you how to use these in your everyday life until they become a habit. Does that make sense?
Total sense. And I am so buying that workbook today. I'm serious. So tell me, let's talk about old doors closing, new doors opening, and tell us where, in all seriousness, I do need to get that workbook. So share with me what's out and what's coming in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as far as the workbook is concerned, you can find it on the website or on Amazon. It's called Transformational Journaling for Mind, Body, Spirit. And then I have its sister book, which is Joyful Journaling for the Caregiver's Spirit. And just to give you an example with the Caregiver's Workbook, it's absolutely amazing because when I began to do speaking engagements, people were pulling on me and saying, can you speak more about the sibling rivalry thing in caregiving? I guess that was a huge thing. And now I'm starting to speak into that a lot more because what happens with the siblings, we all come to the table as our four-year-old selves. So instead of coming to the table as our four-year-old selves, you might have a brother and you say, oh my God, he's so bossy. Why not take a different perception and take a look at our brother and say, he's an excellent leader. He would be perfect to handle the estate planning. If you have a sister who's an emotional mush and you want to say that she's weak and she's, you know, she's really soft, why not let her deal with the nursing staff? Let's take all of our spiritual gifts, bring them to the table, his table. Because if you got a group of people together in a room, Jen, and you ask them, you know, what is your strong suit? Where are you strong in? And then you ask them, where are they weak? Everybody has weaknesses. Everybody has strengths. So if we can recognize where those strengths are and stop labeling them as negative and using them and turning them into positive, inspired forward movement and inspired action, then we come to the table and we have a feast. And even if two people come to the table with the same dish, there's different ingredients, different spices. And once we sit down at the table with bringing all of our gifts to the table, then we can honor and recognize each other, and we can recognize and honor God in everybody. And if you look at Jesus's teachings, there's nothing wrong. There's compassion, there's forgiveness, there's boundary setting. Jesus knew how to set his boundaries. Okay. When he was angry, he knew how to show it. He knew how to spend time in company with his disciples. He knew when it was time to rest and to go into solitude and pray. So that's really the foundation of all of the transformational journaling and the workbooks that I teach, is how to really take fear and say, oh my God, fear, thank you so much. You love me.
Yeah.
You came here because you love me. You're trying to protect me, but you know what? I don't need you right now. So right now, there's no Tyrannosaurus Rex sitting in front of me. So I'm just going to take you and put you on a shelf for right now, and I'm going to move forward. So thank you for loving me so much that you wanted to protect me, but right now I don't need you. And then there are times when you really need to learn the difference between judgment and discernment.
Mm.
Judging someone is coming from a story. My brother's a pain in the butt, or my sister's, you know, bossy or whatever. But discernment is learning where to put people in your circles. Like sometimes they're close to you. You have these little circles all around you. You're in the center. And sometimes you need to bring people closer. And there are times in your life when your relationships change or you get busy, like you said, and certain people just need to move a little further out for the time being until it's time to draw them energetically back to you. So you can move those circles around.
I love that.
Always choose your way of being, because you're only responsible for you. And this becomes a habit. Once you learn this stuff, you don't have to sit there journaling forever unless you want to, you know?
Mm-hmm. What do you say? Because you bring up a really important point, and I know it's it might be a lot to talk about this fully, but what do you say though about, you know, it's right, we can only control ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's hard, right, to listen to the, whether they're siblings or outside, their friends. Sometimes it's hard to listen to what other people have to say about their perception about us. So what do you say to that?
Well, here's the thing too, because I mean, I talk about that too. It's like sometimes like somebody was reprimanding me, you know, for my never being on time. And what was my first reaction? Honestly. Like, well, you know, I'm never on time, but you always leave whatever, the shoes on the floor. So why are we doing that? Why are we playing ping pong?
Agreed.
Take a moment, step back, take a breath, put the defensiveness. Nobody's coming at you with a dagger. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not, your life is not threatened. And see first, meditate on it. Is there a nugget of truth in what this person is saying? Or is it only their perception of me? And then once you can like decipher that, because if there's a nugget of truth in there and there's someplace I can learn and grow, I'm on board. So I'm taking the high road. I am always late, always late to everything. So I can thank them and I can honor them for really loving me enough to tell me the truth to help me grow and transform. However, if it's an untruth and I feel that it's not, you can just simply thank them for their perception. Thank you for your point of view.
I love that.
And you know who you are.
Yeah.
You know who you are inside of yourself because you know who you are in God.
Yes.
And you know who you're being. And you know that you can sit there and be defensive. You can lash back. Okay. Or you can sit there and see, is there a nugget of truth? Or that's their story and I don't have to own it.
That's right. That's
you
right.
Do not have to own anything that anybody says about you, because now you're letting somebody outside of yourself and outside of God validate you either in a positive or a negative way. And you just gave away your power.
That's a huge point that you just make, because that was a real turning point for me in my life when I just made it about me and God. So I could reflect at night, let's say, and reflect with him about my behavior and about my words and what I said and what I didn't say, and have that honest conversation with him and learn from it and grow from it. And it was huge, because you're right. When I realized that maybe in a day, if I encountered 50 people, to take the perspective of 50 people was really taking a toll on me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know who I was. Because Mary said I'm great, June said I'm not great, and I'm like, well, all right.
Well, Jen, if you think about it, if you think about all the actors and actresses in the world, Some people love this one. Some people have absolutely no use for that same actor or actress.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of perception and taste and you know, stories. If we were all the same, we'd all be robots.
Yeah.
So just know who you are in God and know who you are inside of yourself and block out that external. You don't have to, somebody can throw a tennis ball at you and you can dodge and move away from it, or you can catch it and turn it into something else and throw it back. You know, I'll give you a perfect example. I had an argument with a family member because it happens.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So I had an argument with, and I came back to the table and I said, you know what? I'm really sorry that we fought. The family member was like, well, you know, you said, and I just stayed my ground inside of who I wanted to be. And I said, I'm really sorry that we fought and that we didn't agree. I'm really sorry that we fought. I did not go back and say, well, you and you and you. It's called the art of disengaging. And I love this so much about my teachings, because when you disengage, you're taking off your suit of armor, you're putting down your sword, and you're choosing to stop playing a losing game. Yeah. Everybody wins.
Yeah.
And it's not being weak. It's not, you know, letting somebody get over on you, because I'm really big on boundaries. Yeah. I tell everybody that we are all this adorable little white house with a white picket fence. And it's our responsibility to keep our white picket fence sturdy.
Yeah.
And to take out the tools that we need to keep, because we wouldn't take our dogs and walk them on somebody else's front lawn. We wouldn't put our garbage in their pails.
Right.
Don't let anybody put their garbage in your pail either.
Love it.
Okay.
I
so
love
we're responsible
that.
For our boundaries. So you can visualize, like really envision, you know, your house and your fence. And if that fence is down, you got to start pulling out the tools.
Yeah.
And you got to start putting, you know, speaking your truth in love, asserting yourself, delegating, saying no. No is not a four-letter word.
Yeah.
And when somebody says, well, you know, well, why can't you just say, it's you know, I really, it's not something I can do. Do not give an excuse or a reason. It's not something I'm willing to do. I'm sorry. But, you know, if I can help you in another way, I'll help you in another way. Or if I can find somebody else to help you with that, I'd be more than happy. Done. Game over. Conversation done. You know, so it's about the art of disengaging.
I love that. Ah, that's so huge. That's so
And if I can just give you and listeners another example, there was an example of, you know, I had asked somebody to take something and put it on a table. And they were like, why don't you just leave it where it is? And I'm like, because it's going to look pretty. I really want this big heavy pot on this little card table. So when I went to put this big heavy pot on the card table collapsed. The person came at me and said, you see, you couldn't just leave it alone. You couldn't just leave it alone, right? And you know, you made the table fall. And I said, you know what? I could say that you made the table fall. You could say that I made the table fall. How about we just say the table fell?
Right.
Table just fell.
That. It just fell. That's it. No one's fault. Doesn't
have
to be anyone's fault.
Exactly.
We're going to take our last break. And when we get back, we'll wrap up. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, your coaching and for sure this book and just there's so much goodness. There were so many nuggets today. I'm so appreciative. You're listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit enterthelightllc.com.
Hey, welcome back to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We are jumping into our last segment, and I want you to share with us. We've really you've done a wonderful job about taking us, you know, where you've come from, the journey through it. Where's the future taking you?
Well, what I was doing previously, I had a desire, I set an intention to create a writing business and to create a ministry for caregivers and their elders. And then when I was coaching writers for their manuscript, I wound up getting hired by some of my clients to coach them personally, because that's what was happening anyhow. And then I recognized that there's only one of me. So what I've done is I've completely stopped doing the one-on-one projects, both writing and coaching, and I'm automating everything because I want to reach as many people as I possibly can with the message that God has put inside me, which it's not about me at all. It's nothing here on earth is about us.
Yeah.
It's always about honoring ourselves and being a contribution to another human being. So where I'm going is I created the Inspired Living Network. I chose that name because it started as a little seed and then it grew into a trunk. And now we have all these different branches. So I have my book, When God Nods, which was on the bestsellers list on Amazon during the Christmas holiday last year. Awesome. And then I have Transformational Journaling for Mind, Body, Spirit, Joyful Journaling for the Caregiver Spirit, which both were award-winning books. Today's Caregiver Magazine gave me the Caregiver Friendly Award for both of those books.
Awesome.
And then I have a book called The Peacemakers, which you can find them all on my website, theinspiredlivingnetwork.com. And I also will be incorporating coaching classes that are self-study, and you'll have some access to me as well. One of them is Transformational Journaling for the Caregiver Spirit. I will take the caregivers through working through those sibling relationships and recreating all those different emotions into inspired action. The Transformational Journaling will be up there as well. Same thing, taking those negative emotions and creating inspired, positive, forward-moving action from them. And my signature course will be Relationship with God, Self, and Others. And I will be teaching my clients how to get that relationship with God and see themselves first and foremost through God's loving eyes and unconditional love, to love ourselves unconditionally, even the things we really don't like about ourselves, loving ourselves unconditionally, and then expelling that out to other people. And then more to come, much more to come. And I forgot to mention, like, one of the biggest things that I do is I want to support spiritual coaches that are just starting out in their journey. So I write grab and go content for spiritual coaches that they can brand and edit themselves. They can use them for their autoresponders, email list, newsletters, ebooks. It's affordable. It's high quality. It's written by me. I can write this stuff in my sleep, personal development, spiritual formation, all of that. Ministries that don't have a lot of money that are just starting out, grab and go. Boom, you got your content. And so that is the Inspired Living Network. It's the writing, it's the ministry, it's the coaching. And my grandbaby of them all, I'll be looking for grant funding this week. I'll be doing that for Pearls of Wisdom for Seniors. My heartfelt desire is to get into the senior citizen centers and assisted living and interview them about their pearls of wisdom, because they have so much to say. Yes. And when you go and you talk to them, it's like watering a plant, Jen. They come to life. They share their stories. They leave a legacy behind.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do I have a quick second?
Yes, for sure. Point? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one of them, I was so mad at God one day, because I was like, it's been 4 years. I'm trying to find my soulmate. You're not cooperating with me. And I just couldn't stop being angry all day long. And I said, you know what? I have to make a choice. I can either continue to be angry or just let it go. I said, I'm going to get to the beach. I'm going to go for a walk on the boardwalk. And when my foot hits that step, I'm either going to say, I'm going to stay angry or I'm going to let it go. My foot hit that step, Jen. And I was like, I choose faith. I just let it go and I choose faith. So I sit down on a bench and this elderly man comes with his caregiver and he sits down next to me. We became lifelong friends. He just recently passed. And he said to me, do you want to know the secret to being happy? I'm like, yeah, dish that. You kidding? Yeah, give that to me. Like, give it over. He was 98 years old at the time. So I figured if anybody knew, Jen, it would be him. So he says to me, come a little closer. I want to whisper in your ear. So I got a little closer. He says to me, the secret to being happy in life is being happy first. And then I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. So his point of view was that you just be happy with who you are, with what you have, you know, have so much gratitude for everything in life.
Yeah.
And then happiness will be yours.
Yeah.
Be happy first. And I'm like, if that is not a pearl of wisdom. So that's really like my mission, is to really get the seniors up, get them talking, get their legacies out, getting them to share their pearls of wisdom with wisdom with youngins like us. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. That you have to do that.
That's my heart. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
And to journal with them, because they have to leave their legacies behind. They have to.
Oh my gosh. There's so much goodness that they have to share with us. Right. And it's,
you know, Jen, when I look at them, like, when I see an elder woman or I see an elder man, I see my kids.
Yeah.
Because one day you and I are going to be there.
For sure.
And one day our children are going to be there. And that's somebody's baby. That's somebody's son.
Yes.
That's somebody's daughter. And it's not right for them to just sit and be still and just to wait. You know, let's do something with them and for them to help bridge them across the transform across that bridge. And let's stop being busy and let's listen.
Yeah, that's amazing, girl. I'll tell you, that is amazing, because that's everything. There's so much love there, right? There's so much wisdom and love, and gosh, I cannot. It's overwhelming.
That's
overwhelming.
That's my heart. That's my heart.
I love that. Well, you are, I know, are going to do amazing things in this world. And I've had we got introduced by accident, not really by accident, but our friend Dennis knew what he was doing. And
I have to personally thank Dennis Sieb for connecting with Jen.
This
thank
is so
you, Dennis
amazing.
Sieb, and thank you, God.
Yes. Yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's a God connection.
And also to, just in closing, I think too, that's what we'd love to share with everybody, is that, you know, when you get introduced to people or somebody says, hey, you should go talk to Bob or Mary, go talk to them. Like, you just, right? We just never know. And we're all connected. And it's just, it is about love and, right? Working through this thing we call life, and just being kinder and gentler and more loving. So thank you so much for what you've shared with us today. It's awesome. It's so awesome. And please look for Ann on the inspiredlivingnetwork.com. Get those books. I'm going to go get it today.
And for anybody that wants to sign up on my website, there's a special report. It's called 15 Spiritual Practices to Instantly Transform Your Life. And it's good stuff.
Oh, that is great stuff.
Good stuff. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Anne. And have a great, great week and happy new year.
Happy new year.
It's
and
crazy,
I know,
right?
We'll be in touch again.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure.
Thank
for
you so sure. much. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful. Thank you to God and to Dennis.
You got it. You got it. Thank you, everybody. You've been listening to Thrive by Jen Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
You've been listening to Thrive by Jen with Jennifer Zellop and Dr. Pat Basile. Join us monthly to train your body, mind, and soul to operate as one. Because when you thrive, you shine on all levels and you can accomplish anything. For more information on how to excel down to your deepest being, visit thrivebygen.com and stay tuned for the newest Thrive by Jen on the Dr. Pat Show Network and Transformation Talk Radio.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.